Yeah, with me living in an HOA, I can't do the build-outs that you guys want to do and go expanding to the other frequency levels that are available. That's why I've always run in UHF, and I'm just looking to expand my footprint in 70 centimeter right now and keep what I've got going, but just get everything into one radio. And as far as me having a Bofang, I got that as a rite of passage from the overseer of the Troy GMRS repeater there. Mike got it for me as a gag gift, and from what Greg was saying, it sounds like I may have to drill that little hole out for the microphone, because I guess that's one of the things you have to do. But that's the only reason why I have a church. I think I put in the gear bag, the RTS box with the chirp cable. I don't want it in there. I think it was just part of the box, so just ignore that, Dakota. But yeah, that's the only reason why I have a Bofang. You know, you're a ham operator, you got to have a Bofang somewhere in your fleet, even if it's like mine was a gag gift. And it took me 3 months to take it out of the box and actually put it together. I did buy a Jack special Nagoya antenna for it as well, W8RCY.